We've been discussing in regard to the laws of Kriyas HaTorah in the event that a person is in the middle of the davening, whether or not that person should get called up to the Torah for an aliyah. If the person was called already, what we should do. Now, what happens if the person is not actually going to get an aliyah, but we have a different problem? The person in the middle of the davening is in the middle of the davening, and he happens to be the only Balkore. So do we require us to wait for 15, 20 minutes until he finally gets to finishing whatever he's finishing? Or do we allow him to, in the middle of where he is, to actually read Pesukim from the Torah? Because after all, maybe because of Tircha D'Tzibur. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, V'chein l'inyin im ein Balkore shiyochel likro l'tzibur elazeh. The only person that is in the entire shul that has the ability to lane is this one person. No one else can do it. And it happens to be this individual is Omid B'Kriya Shema B'Yerchoseha. It doesn't talk about the example of Zimel Pesuk V'Zimra, because that apparently goes without saying that he would be allowed to get called up to be the Balkari. But even if he is in the middle of the Shema itself, of course we're not talking about the Shemon Esrei. If the Balkari is in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, we have to wait. We have no choice. But even if he's in the middle of the Kriya Shema, or the Brachos of Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that, according to all opinions, Yochel Lahasik Likro B'Torah, we're allowed to get this person to interrupt even the Shema, and he's allowed to lean on our behalf. But he says it's better, as he often mentions, that if you are in the middle of a paragraph, that you should at least try to finish that paragraph. And he also brings down that although he, because the only person who has the ability to lean, we'll have him do this, we don't want to push our luck and say that he should also be the gabbai and start calling people up or doing mishaberachs. That someone else can do already. But this person can lane and only lane. Now, so we now talked about people that are potentially going to receive aliyahs. What if you're not going to get an aliyah? So what's the problem? Maybe you're in the middle of the davening, in the middle of the Shema, in the middle of Pesuk Nizimra, and the tzibur is in the middle of about to lane. Do I really have to stop what I'm doing and listen to the whole laning? Or should I just continue on? So he says as follows. In Misha Ichar B'Tfil, a person is a little bit delayed in their davening. K'shat Tzibur Korin B'Torah, when it comes to the Tzibur who's up to laning, Omed Hu, his individual may be in Pesuk D'Zimra, maybe he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, or it's Brachos. So it depends. Im Yodef, this person knows Sheshuvu Hoyilu Minyan Lishmo Kriyas HaTorah. This is the only minyan in town. There's no other place where he'll catch the laning. Then Yishtok V'Yazin L'Kriya. Then he should actually stop in the middle of the Shema, in the middle of Pesuk D'Zimra, wherever he is, and listen intently to the laning. He says that it doesn't make a difference, let's say in the middle of the Shema, and generally we don't want you to be mafsik such a long time that you could have actually said the entire Shema. That doesn't make a difference, even if the laning extends to that point, that you're waiting and not saying anything for a long time. In Sarach L'Haskel, Shub Mibirchas Kriya Shema, you do not have to say the Bracha again, you don't have to say the Shema again, you don't have to start from the beginning, just continue from where you left off. So, now again, we're familiar, hopefully, with the laws of what should I do if I'm potentially going to get an aliyah. I was called, I wasn't called. If we're the Balkore, if we are not going to get an aliyah, but whether or not we should actually be intently listening to the laning, even though I'm not up to that point. So let's go back to the point of the Kohen. We said, of course, as the Mechaber, one of the most seemingly simplistic Mechaber halachos, that says the Kohen gets the first aliyah, followed by the Levi, then finally the Yisrael. What does it mean that the Kohen gets the first aliyah? Is that only in the event that the Kohen is actually davening in the shul? What happens if he davened already? What happens if he just happens to be in the other room? Maybe he's learning in the other room. You have to know there's a Kohen. Maybe he walks into the room. He heard the laning already. So do we call up this Kohen? Maybe this Kohen got an aliyah before. Do we give another aliyah to this Kohen because he's the only one around? Or do you say you already got an aliyah this morning in another place, in an earlier minyan, you don't get such an aliyah again? So he says as follows. According to the majority of the poskim, he says, Shekol shenimsa Kohen b'vesach neses, as long as you find a Kohen in your shul, av she'enam espal b'minyan zeh, even though he did not daven with you, the enu mechavin atal lotis yidei chavaso shmias kriyas haTorah, and obviously since he davened elsewhere, he had no intention at this point, upon getting this aliyah, to fulfill his obligation. He already fulfilled his obligation. Nonetheless, chayovim l'kayim bo mitzvos v'kidashto. You still have the obligation to honor him and acknowledge the fact that he's a kohen, and therefore he should get the first aliyah. It says, v'fil k'bar olo l'torah b'yom zeh b'minyan kodem. Even though he may have gotten an aliyah that same morning at the earlier minyan, and now he's here once again, mikol machim nonetheless, kivan shenimso atzo b'vesach neses, yesh chiyav l'kroso. Now that he's in shul for the second time, you would have to give him a second aliyah.